Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello everyone everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome back to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast as we are wrapping up day three of a special interview with David Sommerflick, who's discussing nonprofit marketing in this modern age. And today, pastors, this is your day. We are almost exclusively, going to be talking about nonprofit marketing. That's including churches and other nonprofits. We're going to look at some sources of funding, including crowdfunding, some information you need to understand what your return on your investment should be when you do online marketing and SEO marketing and things like that. Questions that you need to ask whoever it is you are having handle your SEO materials. Now, you could use David. You can contact him at his website and the information will be given at the end of the interview. Right now, we're jumping right back into the interview with David Sommerflick. Now, I've heard about, I've studied a little bit and heard about crowdfunding as a, using that as a source of revenue that could purchase your services on like an advanced level. Is crowdfunding even considered as good marketing these days?
Well, they're two different things, basically. Crowdfunding is basically you would go to a website like there's one called Indiegogo. Mm-hmm. The silly name, but it's very serious. The same thing with Kickstarter. Mm-hmm. It might sound silly, you know, like a bicycle or whatever, but it's very, very serious. You basically go into this website and you say, this is my idea or my business proposition or whatever, and I want to raise money for it. And they will walk you through the process of their rules and regulations and terms, and you must work within that. And you have to raise a specific amount by a specific time. If you do, you can keep a certain amount. But you can't go into these situations, you know, thinking things are magical or something, because all you need is one letter from the IRS and everything changes very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've been audited by the IRS, and it's not, you're not slapping your knee, you know. You have to get your ducks in order pretty quickly, and they will look at every little thing.
Yeah, they will.
So, so you can use crowdsourcing. Crowdfunding is basically using these websites to try to pick up money on a certain percentage in order for them to get a certain percentage of your business's future earnings or something like that, where you negotiate. And it varies from website to website, from service to service. You know, and that's when you see these things online, and you'll see things that in local cities where they have like their version of Shark Tank at some community college or whatever. And basically what these are local investors or local dentists or doctors or people who are doing well financially who will say, look, I'll put some money into your business if I think it's a good idea, then I'm going to want X amount in return. Or I'm going to charge, or I'm just going to give you a loan with high interest rates.
Right.
That's all. Yeah. There's something attached to it. You know, if they're going to give you money, they're going to want some things back in return naturally.
Right.
So in the cases of a lot of things, they put certain constraints on you with certain rules and boundaries and limitations that they're going to get back enough that they make a profit.
That's
an ideal
investors.
Right. I call them little devils because they take, I don't think they're angels at all.
Yeah.
They take a certain percentage along with you. And the majority of angel investors are not like what you see on Shark Tank, which even Shark Tank, what you see on TV is not what really happens.
Yeah.
You know, if you read articles about the program and by people who have been on the program, they'll tell you Mark Cuban doesn't have the time to come and shake your hand and come meet you at your office and talk to you about what you really want to do with your business and meet with you every day. You know, he's got 1,000 other businesses in his portfolio to manage. So you're going to be dealing with one of his employees or one of his subsidiaries or whatever. You know, these are not, immediate solutions. And we live in a society right now that values that sense of immediacy that, a lot, you hear it's about millennials, we want something immediate and they expect it. When I worked for a lot of agencies, I expected people to get things done by a deadline. We had daily, weekly, monthly, quarterly deadlines where people had to perform. But that's very different from the mentality of, things are just happening. No business grows overnight. No website is going to get on the internet and be number one in Google, right away. It happens in some cases, but with most, it doesn't. If you're in a small town for a very niche market and there's nobody else in your zip code competing for these terms, it's possible.
But if
you're in a larger metropolitan city and you're competing in a high volume market, it could take 90 days. It could take longer to slowly tick up and start seeing return on investment. Okay. So what is return on investment, ROI? It basically means your phone is ringing. You're getting emails every 20 minutes or so from new people who want to work with you.
Yep.
So if we take the example of a local handyman, okay, I did a website a couple years ago. I worked with a local handyman, very nice gentleman. I created an online presence for him. He was working part-time at a Home Depot. His dream was to be a handyman doing kitchen makeovers, basement remodels, things of that nature. So I said to him, if you get one client, what is that client worth to you? Well, I don't know, Dave, maybe between 10 grand and 30 grand, depending on what they want done.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously, redoing your kitchen or redoing a basement could be 10 grand, could be 30. It depends on what they want. That makes sense. So if I can get you one guaranteed without any doubt, I know I can get you one new pre-qualified lead per month. That could be worth 10 grand, could be worth 30 grand. Over the course of a year, you're guaranteed you're going to get one per month. That's 12. Okay, so if I'm guaranteeing you one new lead per month over the course of a year, and you've already told me that it, at the very lowest, it's worth 10 grand, at the highest, 30 grand, let's negotiate.
Mm-hmm.
Give me 10% of that annual take. So that will be my fee. Now, in return, I guarantee at the very least you'll get one new lead per month, probably more than that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we agreed upon. As soon as his site went live, there were no other handymen in his city, in that zip code, who were actively engaging in SEO. He immediately, within 2 weeks, the site rocketed right up to the top of number one in Google.
Wow.
Within 2 weeks, he's getting phone calls from people who want to work with him. He told me he wasn't prepared for it. He didn't know what to do. I said, look, in all honesty, I could love you and bless you, but it's not my fault, is it? You knew you were working with a professional. I told you this was going to happen. I recommended that you get a toll-free number, that you be available when these people call. So anyway, long story short, he started getting phone calls immediately. Within that first month, he must have gotten at least 10 phone calls or emails from people who wanted to work with him right away.
Wow.
He more than made back what he paid me within those first 30 days.
Amen. Amen. Now, I know some pastors who have to work a second job, sometimes, a third job in order to, keep everything going, both, as a ministry and at home. How can a person like that find the funds to hire you?
Again, there is no web developer out there or digital marketing agency owner who has a family-based agency who isn't going to work with you if you're willing to meet that person halfway and say, look, we had a budget range and we understand that this is a process and a service and not a physical item.
Right.
So we're willing to pay $100 a month or whatever for X number of months until we meet, you know, something. We're willing to negotiate with you in order to achieve these objectives. I can't say what a specific amount would be without knowing, you know, people's desired outcomes and what they want to achieve. Yeah. And obviously, the bigger their goal, the happier I am for them, because it gives us a dream to fulfill. Mm-hmm. It gives real goals to shoot for. But whatever the goal is, if it's to be Joel Osteen, that's great. More power to them. If you want to build a ministry like Joyce Meyer, I think that's wonderful. Let's go build it. But be realistic and say, look, I'm going to have to get on a payment plan with you, and we'll pay $200 a month for the next several years or whatever. Mm-hmm. Or we can work something out. We'll give you a percentage, or we'll give you a seat on the board of directors, or we'll work something out somewhere other that is negotiable. We'll work something out.
Yeah.
There's always a means to an end. There's always a way to reach your destination if you're flexible and willing. I forget where it's from. Is it Ephesians where it said, if the people have no vision, they shall perish, or where they have no vision?
Mm-hmm. Yep. With no vision, the people will perish, yeah.
And I'm a firm believer in that. If someone is willing to work with me in a realistic manner, I'm willing to work with them. And whatever their goals may be, the bigger and loftier, I think that's wonderful. The most saddening thing to me in the world is when people say that they have a business or a nonprofit or a church, but then they'll say, but I don't want SEO, and I don't want this, and I don't want to pay for that, and right. I'm trying for, you know, rob Peter to pay Paul, or cut this to cut that. No, have ambitions, have goals, and we'll figure out a way to get it done. If you're realistic and you're willing to budget and work something out with me, we'll get a monthly plan going.
Okay. And if a nonprofit uses your services and to establish a presence on the web and uses your services to help increase, you know, the objective is to increase the revenue, of course. Would they have to sell books or CDs, or do people even use CDs anymore?
Sure they do. Sure they do. I have a CD player in my car. I might listen to my phone, but I still use the CD player. Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. When you're talking about a church, you're talking about an enormous shopping mall, basically, with a head person in charge. The business of the shopping mall is to make money, and they don't really care about you as a person. The church, to me, is the same insofar as, but the difference is there is a central person in charge of that church. And in addition to selling and ministering, making money and profiting and putting it back into that, the goal is to service the community and also serve the community, help build the community, and help individuals and try to minister to people's souls and really help people genuinely, profoundly in need. There are a lot of people out there really seriously hurting, and it's the goal of the church, or should be, to help people who are hurting in society, to bring them in, minister to them, in my opinion, without judgment, and help heal people and minister to the community and build the community up, a part of that community. So if the church needs to sell CDs of sermons to make money, support the church, I see nothing wrong with that. I think that's good. Mm-hmm. If the church wants to sell books in the church bookstore, sell them.
Amen.
You know, it's no different than passing around the collection plate.
Yep.
You know, if you have a nonprofit organization that helps battered women, that's a beautiful, wonderful cause. You got to charge money because you're going to need money to pay for services.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
amen.
The rest of the world still needs money, and you know, we still have bills to pay, so you raise funds to do it. Again, Kaiser Permanente doesn't give you your health care for free. And they don't seem to discount their services. I could be wrong. You know, Kaiser Permanente, please don't sue me. But, you know, I know that they charge for their services. Whether or not they're discounted, you know, I'll leave that to them to explain that. You know, nonprofits need to make money. Churches need to make money to pay the electric bill and to advertise and to grow. Mm-hmm. You know, and that's how churches grow.
Okay.
You know, but there's no web developer, there's no digital marketer out there, especially a family-run agency that isn't going to work with people if they're reasonable and say, let's get a monthly plan. I'd love that. If a church contacted me and wanted me to build their church up online so that it was the biggest and brightest church online in their community, and, you know, hey, we will work out something monthly and we'll let you do what you need to do, explain the science to us, and we'll let you do your job. Mm-hmm. Who wouldn't love that?
Amen. Now, could a pastor use your services if he wanted to branch out into public speaking, maybe inside other churches, or launch an entirely new branch of ministry, you know, speaking at business conferences or whatever? Can they use your services as well to do that, or would that be...
Digital marketing is still marketing.
Okay.
So, you know, for example, let's, you know, we could take a pastor... Pastor Charles, just for the sake of an example, you know, Pastor Charles could lead a church and say, well, I also want to be a public speaker at local organizations. Could that pastor have the church website that's bringing in leads and new parishioners on a daily basis and use digital marketing? Of course. Mm-hmm. Could the same person have a separate website for his speaking services? Of course. Why not? You know, there's no reason not to. At the end of the day, digital marketing, internet marketing, whatever term you use, the purpose is to build up the business and support the church. It's the tools that we use. It doesn't define the person or the goal. So, and just like what I was saying before, people fixate on the tools and the bright, shiny objects, and there's a new widget and a new plugin and a new CMS and a new tool coming out every day. I can't keep up with them all. I don't have the time for it. I've got things to do. I've got a business to run. I've got a wife to take care of.
Yep.
So, you know, so you don't want to fixate and look at the tree. You want to look at the forest.
Yeah.
The objective is, and a lot of the people who I see online, let me give you this one example. I know of a realtor. He's a $1 million millionaire realtor online. He has a reality TV show. He seems like a very nice person. And I've seen some of his programs and everything. And anyway, I looked at his website the other day, just looking at design for inspiration. The design was actually quite basic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there weren't any rotating logos or flashing lights or any crazy stuff like that. There's no music playing or anything like that. It would look the same on your phone as it would on the PC or laptop.
Mm-hmm.
But it looked professional and sleek. But that was it.
Yeah.
The goal was to communicate seriousness, professionalism, and this is what I do, this is how I do it, and then this is why you should work with me. These are my books. If you want to hire me to come speak for you, I will. Here's how to get in touch. That was the purpose of it, and it achieved that result masterfully.
Amen. Amen.
Well, David, that's my point.
Amen. We are almost completely out of time. I hate this clock. It always seems to run fast when I'm doing an interview. But if someone wanted to get more information about you and your company and all that, how can they do that?
Very, very easy. Just you can call me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And obviously, I'm not a vampire. I need to sleep. So if I'm on the phone with someone else or just not, you know, on the phone at that time, leave a message, I'll get back to you. You can call me at 424-DAVID-01, 424-DAVID-01. And, you know, as long as it's, you know, a message that I can discern the name and the phone number, I'll get back to the person. A lot of times people will call and hang up right away, or I just want to know how much is a website or something. I can't. you know, I may call the person back, but I'm like, God, we need to have a conversation. I'm not flipping cheeseburgers. I need to be able to have an adult conversation with you. Give me your first and last name. Give me your phone number. Try to tell me something about yourself and what you do, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible. So 424-DAVID-01 is a great way to get in touch. I have several business websites, Sudden Impact Web Design, which is online at siwd.co. Yep. And I have a division of that where I work specifically with lawyers and law firms because I have experience as a mediator and I can kind of get down and dirty with them, so to speak, with the technical specifications of their needs. That website is online at defactodigital.co. So I hope I'm not bombarding anybody with too much information. If there's one takeaway, it's just 424-DAVID-01 and that, you know, to demystify digital marketing, you know, it's about having goals and achieving objectives and letting yourself achieve these objectives and budgeting realistically for what you really, really want to achieve the most, which is more business. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe if we talked again, I can talk more specifically about budgeting and just how that worked and break that down. I wish I had more time to get it.
Yeah, we'll have to line that up because I think this is something that a lot of our listeners, that's our area, I guess, our niche, that they would be interested in that.
I'd love to talk to you again about just, you know, because it's something everybody wants to know about. How do I budget? What should I budget? How do budgets work? And, you know, I've been a reporter. I've worked for agencies. I've run agencies now. And I've been a consultant for many, many, many different types of businesses. And I know how you budget for exposure and publicity and all the different types. So I'd love to get into that and explain that to your audience. Okay. So I'm glad you brought that up, or I did. I don't brought it up.
Real quick, because I just want to put all this in the footnotes or in the show notes. Tell us about some of your books.
You know, I have several e-books on Amazon, and honestly, I'm always adding to them and working on beefing them up. Okay. So I have a book of poetry and short stories, and I'm working on one of the things I like about ebooks is I can add more to it. I can just write the material, log in, and submit the new folder, and it's changed, you know, within a few minutes.
Yeah.
So I have several books on Amazon about business that are very, very low cost. They're very short. They're more like entry points. So I've got one book I'm working on now for lawyers about marketing law firms and what they need to know. And I'm going to be beefing up my current books more in the future. Okay. But, you know, I'd love to write one for the church, for, you know, the average church, you know, like a case study for a church. There's just so many things. But, you know, I'm happy to answer any and all questions. And, you know, and talk to people who want to build what they're doing. Amen. And, you know, take things to their natural calling.
Amen. Well, folks, we are all out of time. I want to encourage you to go and check out David's book. See if one of them interests you and purchase it. Purchase all five. Glory to God. I mean, you know, don't look at me with that tone of voice. I hear what you're thinking. Glory to God. We need, as a body, as the body of Christ, we need to support businesses and authors and those that have a Christian base, a Christian attitude on what they're doing. We need to support people like David Summerfleck and his wife and their team. We need to do what we can to help them out. And as David alluded to several times, you know, not break the bank in the process. Amen. I mean, these digital books are priced affordable, and this will go and help him to be able to do more stuff, and that book will give you the information where you can go and do more things as well. So it's a win-win on both ends. So go on Amazon, look up David Summerfleck, and find these books and see if one interests you, and purchase it. Amen.
And if I can add, if anybody reads any of my ebooks and they say, I still have questions. You didn't answer my specific question or my issue. All they have to do is they can call me. I'll get on the phone. I'll ask them for their email address, and I'm happy to answer any questions that they have related to any of this. So, you know, I feel bad because, you know, what I do have doesn't always answer every question for every person. So I'm always happy. If people want to email me, they can email me. My email address is extremely short, so it's deceptive. DMS. DMS, the letter D, the letter M, like Martin, and then S. So it's my initials, DMS@SIWD.co.
All right.
Anybody can email me, and I will respond within a day or two, usually. And I'm happy to answer serious questions and help people out. And, you know, that's something I truly, truly believe in, and I will seriously do it. Amen. So if you need help, there is, you know, I'm here to help you guys. I want you to grow.
Okay. Amen. Well, folks, that is all the time we have for today. David, I thank you for taking the time out of your schedule. I know some things were going on and that you're so busy, but just taking the time to meet with us and go over this, I know it's going to be a blessing to somebody that is going to hear it at some point in time. Amen. So thank you again. And folks, again, go to www.siwd.co, not com, but co, and check out David's website. For David Summerfleck and myself, this is Pastor Bob Tiller reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a Faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.